Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hi, everyone. Hope you're well out there. It's Eli here, and we thought it was time to open up the vaults again and release a few of our favorite Patreon bonuses from the past little while. This one's an Axe and Crown special inspired by... you've heard podcasts, right? Yeah, you might recognize the inspiration for this one. It's called A Dangerous Cocktail.
Hey, Gubbin, we should really go through the mail more often.
Yeah, like I need more bills.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of those, but every envelope holds a chance of something special. Hey, look, a flyer.
Ooh, not just mail, but junk mail. Excuse me while I contain my excitement.
Actually, this sounds pretty cool. Pestle and Mix, a cocktail subscription service.
A what?
Look at this. They send you a box of cocktail supplies every month.
Cocktail schmocktails. This is a bar, not some cutesy little Northside nightclub.
Hey, bars can serve cocktails. Hello? People like to try new things, you know, get out of their comfort zone and live a little.
Yeah, well, this here barkeep is quite comfortable in his comfort zone. That's why it's called a comfort zone, and he's in it. Thank you very much.
You know the Blue Pantaloons by the palace? They have an artist on staff who will sketch your cocktail before you drink it.
Why would anyone want a picture of their drink?
Well, you share it with your friends so they can see how amazingly perfect your life is.
What are you two up to?
Starting to doubt humanity again.
Petula, you talk to him.
About?
Let's put some cocktail drinks on the menu. Jazz things up a little.
No. What the hell is jazz? No. Just no.
Fine. I'm sorry I brought it up. I'll just throw this away.
No. Let's see that. Three new recipes every month from Farloria's top bartenders.
They send you a box with all the ingredients. We just add the alcohol.
What's wrong with just drinking the alcohol? We already have.
This is about the experience. A night out wearing your very best, laughing and jibing with your college buddies. As if the whole town was your oyster.
Yeah, the last thing we need is a bunch of entitled loudmouth whelps running around my bar puking on my floor because they can't keep their oysters down.
Come on, Gubbin. Here, look at this one. Doesn't that look tasty?
I drink my alcohol like a real troll. Thank you.
You know, maybe Stan's onto something. Cocktail culture is big in Maoria, and now it's starting to show up here. I hear there's even a cocktail bar back in Trollsund.
Now I really don't need to go back.
I think it's called the Apple Twig.
You see, Gubbin? We need to jump on this bandwagon before it sails.
I don't know if you two have looked around lately, but this ain't exactly a high-end Palace Street establishment. Who the hell do you think is going to come here to the Axe and Crown for cocktails?
No, listen. The down-and-out vibe is totally in. Slumming it, diving in, living life like a Malurian artiste. Starving, yet sophisticated.
Stop.
I'm not saying this is going to work, but the city crowd would bring pretty fat wallets.
Okay, I'm listening.
So, this Pestle and Mix service gives us the recipes. All we need are the cocktail glasses.
And maybe we could all take a bath and dress up a little?
Yeah, all of us.
Why are you all looking at me?
No reason.
Can you picture me in a suit and tie?
Come on, what do you say, Gubbin?
You guys are exhausting. All right. How much is this cocktail box going to run us anyway?
Here.
What? 40 crowns? Are you insane? Your hoity-toity bourgeois clowns can just sip unadulterated ale out of big person glasses like the rest of us.
But that's not really...
Stan, how much do these cocktails go for? By the glass.
I don't know. Last time I was at the Blue Pantaloons, I think it was about 8 crowns per drink.
8 crowns?
Maybe 9? I don't know. It's a bit hazy. Those drinks go down pretty easy.
Let's get one thing straight. We're not spending 40 crowns.
Well, the recipes are sort of important.
Then you two geniuses can get creative and come up with your own recipe.
Woohoo! Signature Axe and Crown cocktails!
Oh, yeah, whatever. Just don't kill my patrons, okay?
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hey, Stan.
Hey, guys. Look, the new cocktail glasses are ready. I had them put axes on half and crowns on the other half.
People drink out of these little things?
Mm-hmm.
You can't even fit a single shot in here.
Ah, let me educate you, my friend. The glasses are shaped like this to expose the liquid to the air so you get the full aromatic experience.
I feel like an idiot just holding it.
What? Come in.
I barely touched it.
Ooh, nice glasses.
Aren't they cool?
If they last the night. Hey, how are you two coming along with those recipes?
Well, we're still experimenting a little, but
we've got a couple promising ones.
Right.
Now move aside.
It's my bar.
Not when I'm making the drinks, it isn't.
No.
Go.
No.
Uncle, sit. Sit at the bar and behave.
Fine.
Now, this is a work in progress, but I think you're gonna like it.
Hey, that's the good stuff.
Yep, plus pomegranate juice and a quick shake. And just 3 sprigs of burning juniper.
What? No, I said no burning stuff.
Relax, it's not literally burning. That's just what the plant's called. It's a garnish.
Why anyone would doctor perfectly good spirits is beyond me.
Look, it's all about the experience.
Here, just try it, Uncle. I'm calling it a red kraken.
You've tainted perfectly good alcohol is what you've done.
And?
That is, not bad.
He says after drinking it all in one go.
Okay, it's pretty tasty.
Right?
Woohoo! Okay, my turn. Okay, watch this. I just need this glass here.
Ow.
Thank you. Let's see,
Stan.
A shot of gin.
Stan, you are making a mess.
I'm gonna roll here. Let me work. There we go. Oh. Just gotta squeeze a
standing
little
on
bit
my
of cranberry into there.
Is take that an all egg?
Okay, the egg goes in there then. And then we shake. Oh, give it a good little shake. There we go. And ta-da!
What is this?
I call this a moonshine fizz.
Is it supposed to be frothing all over my bar?
Still perfecting the ratios.
Uh-huh. Okay. Betula, would you care to...
Nope. All you, Uncle.
Okay. Here goes.
Wait, hold on. You can't just drink it.
What am I supposed to do with it? Let it fizz all over me?
You have to smell it first. Breathe in the aromas and textures by waving it into your nose and taking deep breaths like this. Just bring it up to...
Or I could just drink it.
Oh, the experience.
So?
It's drinkable.
I told you.
Why is there gotta be egg in it, though?
It gives it body.
Look, these taste fine, but we can do better.
Oh, you think so?
I do. Step aside.
All right, this I gotta see.
You're getting stuck in all these expensive ingredients. Eggs and crangerine and burning whatever the hells. You gotta think simpler. You gotta think profit margin.
My mouth is watering already.
All right, just a little bit of this. I'm gonna wave this over here. I'm gonna infuse it like this. I'm gonna put a little foam on it like this. Da-da-da-da. Ha-ha! I give you the newest Mud Street sensation. I call it Dramlake.
I'm afraid.
Hit me.
How's that?
It tastes like cheap whiskey that's been mixed with river water?
Yeah, got it in one. Simple, honest, clean.
Is that safe?
That's goblin moonshine. Anything it doesn't kill deserves to live. And at 6 crowns a drink, we're going to be able to buy a title and land.
Well then, your lordship, add in a garnish and I think you have something. Maybe some fish scales and mud on the rim.
Sure, if you really got to make it fancy.
Okay, we can keep it neat if you prefer.
Whoa, you're looking a little bluer than normal there, Gub.
Uncle?
What did you put in those drinks?
Oh no. Oh no, he's gonna blow. Get down!
Oh no, the other end!
Oh God, there's more behind the bottles. Oh. You know, it wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't for all the different colors
No. And
the smells.
Oh, stop. No, there's some in the cash register.
Oh.
No. I have to take a break.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Oh.
He's going to be okay, though, right?
Yeah. Alba said for him to just get lots of fluids and to stay in the bathroom until it's all done, you know, passing.
Hey, Gubbin, should you really be in here?
It's my bar. I'll damn well go where I please.
Yeah, you proved that point.
Look, I'm so sorry, guys. Look, this was all my idea. I'm pretty sure that egg was off.
No. Some trolls are allergic to burning juniper, it turns out. To say nothing of the river water.
We all had a part to play in this.
Yeah. I'm gonna put the glasses in the basement. We can just put this all behind us.
Why? We're not giving up.
What?
You want to make money? We gotta take some risks.
Yeah, but...
You learn from those risks and the mistakes and you move forward.
Really? You mean it?
Of course I mean it.
Because I have this amazing idea for a cocktail that you light on fire.
Stan...
Look, Ye Old Pointed Hat has these spirits nights where these two cool librarian ladies talk about mythology and mix these all kinds of wild new drinks, including flaming ones. I just haven't worked out how to put the flames out before people can drink them.
I said no burning down my bar.
Maybe it would be a good idea if we just got a subscription from Pestle and Mix.
Okay, fine. There should be 40 crowns in the till. What?
About the till.
What about the till? Oh. Yeah, sorry.
This bonus episode of The Axe and Crown starred Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King. Written by Sean Howard. Directed by Eli McElveen and Sean Howard, with sound design by Eli McElveen. Supporting producers Kim Bellinger, Ryan Cushman, and Kona.
Okay, there should be 40 towns.
There are 40 towns in Meluria, I know that, from geography class.
Oh, and they each have their own unique cuisine, which seems to have come out of me in the last 12 hours.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It happened in the quiet town of Podunk, an ages-old family mystery.
What happened with Great-Grandpa? Why won't you talk about it?
Because there's nothing to say, Ninten.
Begets an unprecedented paranormal event.
Help, brother!
Poltergeists.
My lamp attacked me. It was hovering the air. It unplugged itself and came at me.
Mind control.
Why is that crow smoking a cigarette?
Okay, we're playing inside today.
Zombies.
I could have gotten out of here on my own.
You were hiding in a coffin.
It was a good disguise.
Extraterrestrials.
You've seen them too? I've been observing them for days.
I beat up aliens with my baseball bat.
Children with psychokinetic powers.
I let that little light of mine shine, Mama. And it melted the darkness away.
And that's just the beginning.
Introducing Mother, She Wrote, a travelogue diary through the biggest cult phenomena in video game history, the Mother series, as it's called in Japan, and Earthbound, as it's called everywhere else.
Each episode, we recount the story through immersive audio drama as it's lived by the characters, unpacking the surreal adventures, tear-jerking moments, and, what it all means.
If you're new to the series, we'll take you beyond the controller and into the story.
And if you're a longtime fan, relive these tales like never before and learn fascinating new facts about your favorite games.
Find Mother, She Wrote on your favorite podcast player and at MotherSheWrote.earth.